Friends, thank you for joining us this Thursday night. And today, in our Gnostic Practical Application Lab, let's go ahead and do our practice on the mantra Ram Swa. This is a very powerful mantra. And of course, we say this emphasizing that the word mantra itself means word of power. These words in origin are fragments that come to us to this day from that beautiful universal language of gold that is spoken by all of the great masters. And these mantras, these particular words that we are selecting, are of a Sanskrit origin. Now, many people believe that it is necessary for you to have mantras in Sanskrit or to be able to recite prayers in Latin to be able to create a massive effect and for them to be effectively powerful. And this is an incorrect. The reality is that the power of the word is independent on the language that it is spoken. And we can use our very own beautiful language to chant mantras. What if we told you that every word that you utter is a mantra in itself? If we were to assume that posture, and if we were to take that perspective, we would certainly be a lot more careful with the way that we would be using our word. So we can use our very own beautiful language, whether it is Spanish or French, Italian, English, Russian, Slovak, it does not matter. We can use our very own beautiful language and put it at the service of the innermost. Use it in ways that are edifying and dignifying and have a very powerful, lasting, constructive effect. But specifically to this mantra, the mantra Ram Swa, this mantra has a very specific effect on the chakra Manipura. This chakra is the chakra that exists in your solar plexus. As you very well know by now, that chakra is three fingers above your navel. And there are 10 particular channels that irradiate out of this chakra. The chakra is very powerful, just like all the other chakras in your body. And this one in particular creates influence and it has connections with your splenic center. That is where your spleen is. Because the spleen is the seat of the vital body. It also has a connection that goes directly into your hepatic center. That is your liver, because your liver is the seat of the astral body. And of course, it is connected as well with your enteric system. And your enteric system is your second brain. It is that emotional brain that you have experienced time and time again. Every time that you get a gut feeling, every time that you feel those butterflies in your stomach, those are manifestations of that very same enteric system. But not only that, it is in this solar plexus where we have a telepathic center in our bodies. This is the point of reception. The pineal gland is our point of transmission. And the pineal gland is the one transmitter in the body that allows for the release out of those mental waves, of those waves of thought. And when we have a very strong and powerful pineal gland, well, we end up doing very well in business. We end up doing very well creating influence over others. And for us to be able to have a powerful pineal gland, well, we necessarily have to be able to conserve our creative energies. We have to be watchful of how we use our word. We have to be watchful of the use that we do of the words of others. So if we're still giving our ear to gossip, if we're still making use of our creative power, creative larynx, to be cursing and to be joking and expressing sexual innuendos, well, we are abusing of this creative power. This solar plexus is our receptive center. So if the pineal gland is the transmitter, it is through the receptive center that we, of course, receive those waves of thought. So this explains to you, why is it that at some point you may be thinking of someone out of the blue? And before long, you see a message of them in your Facebook wall. Or maybe you come across them as you're walking down the street. Or you see them at a fast food restaurant. Or they come and visit you. They are thinking of you. You receive those waves of thought. And the connections are made telepathically. Now, this solar plexus is also very powerful because it is the center in the body that collects the forces of the sun. It collects this very subtle crystic energy that is irradiated by our sun. And then at night, when the physical body is resting, the vital body itself, as it regenerates the physical body, it makes use of these solar energies to help regenerate the body. So as you can see, the solar plexus is very powerful. And because this particular plexus gives us power over the element of fire, not only the salamanders of fire, but also the atomic elementals of fire that exist within our own constitution, the center is governed by the angel Agni, the master Agni, the deva Agni, who is the god of the element of fire. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and do this practice. We're going to ask you that you sit down comfortably. If you happen to have a meditation pillow, by all means, use it. If you can sit down comfortably on the floor in the posture, in the lotus posture, please go ahead and do that as well. If you can just sit on your chair and be comfortable on your chair, then that works very well as well. So let's go ahead and sit down comfortably. As we sit, let's take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. And in this very deep state of relaxation, and in this exercise, let's start by visualizing that we have an infinite amount of these little gnomes in our body. And let's let them walk out. Let's allow them to walk out the soles of our feet. One by one. And let's bring that relaxation into our ankles and our knees. Continue to breathe. And we allow these gnomes to walk out of our body, and we bring that relaxation into our thighs. We allow the relaxation to reach our creative organs, and our internal organs. And as we continue to breathe, we continue to use our objective imagination to see these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. Relax our belly, the muscles of our chest, and we relax our shoulders. We continue breathing effortlessly and we relax our arms down to our elbows. Relax our arms down into our wrists and our hands. And continuing to breathe without making any effort. We bring that relaxation to our neck. Relax our jaw, and we relax our tongue. We relax our cheeks, our eyes, our forehead, and we allow this relaxation to reach all the way up to the crown of our head. Deep state of relaxation, we chant the mantra Ram Swa. this chakra is the color of fire. And as we chant this mantra, let's use our objective imagination to see it rotating from right to left, starting at the very center of your body and spinning towards your left arm, down to your legs, up your right arm, and all the way up to the center. In that count, in that clockwise motion. Dear friends, continue chanting this mantra. Continue focusing on your solar plexus and see it with its vibrant colors rotating clockwise. Feel free to continue doing this practice for as long as it is comfortable and permissible to you. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and may all beings be happy.